He was walking slowly north along Highway 89 in southern Utah, a tall man, mid-50s, with a small backpack and a sunburnt face.
Writer Scott Carrier sent us this story about a hitchhiker he met in Utah.
His left leg could only bend backwards at the knee, so he walked by swinging it out wide in a semicircle and then riding it like a spring. It was painful to watch, so I gave him a ride. His name was Jerry Callahan, and he was a little crazed, kind of ranting. He said he was a trucker's assistant, but 2.5 months ago he'd been attacked by men with baseball bats at a truck stop outside Mobile, Alabama. He spent 60 days in the hospital, and now he was on his way home to his aunt's house in Sacramento. He said he'd been hitchhiking for 18 days, and it started out with $150, but that was gone, and that he hadn't slept or eaten in 3 days, but it didn't matter. He should have been dead, but Jesus saved him, he said, for a reason that had not yet been revealed to him.
What do you remember of being attacked? You said you reached up, they grabbed you, but...
I put the key in the door handle. I was going to open it and have my arm come up to the handle to get up the steps of the truck, and that's when I got grabbed behind my back. I got tossed back down to the pavement. And as I looked up, he was swinging clubs at me left to right. I put everything over my head, but that's why they shattered my elbow, crushed my wrist. I got 3 broken bones there. I got a bone out of my shoulder. And it hit me 3 times across my left leg. And I guess the pain was so severe, I must have passed out. And so that's sad but true. But I have to pray for them people. Although they try to kill me, I still have to pray for them. That way God might touch their hearts and change their ways of life. And so instead of having somebody else out there getting killed and hurt. And I know there's going to be a sign given to me. I might not know what yet, but it's going to be some type of sign that's going to be given to me. You know what I'm supposed to do before it's my time to go.
So you have hope? You have hope for the future?
I don't know. I mean, I know about Noah's Ark and everything like that, because that's in all written in the Bible and what happened. And it's awful strange, but it says that in our times, there'd be rumors of wars and many wars developing. And this is, in fact, we're going through it right now. You get the Twin Towers and all that that took place. Now you all just deal with Iran, Iraq, and everything. But I think that somewhere up there, the big shots think they have to survive on money value. They're going to make money off of war, and that's how they think they got to survive. And that's that part about it. And meanwhile, innocent people, American people, are dying each day, each month, because of that same routine. And I don't see why in the world we had to stick our nose where it don't belong, and I don't understand it. And here's my road, by the way. That's where I got 14's the road.
You
I got.
Want to go to
yeah, I got
15.
No, it was 14. I made a mistake. See, Cedar City. I got to go that way, Cedar City.
You sure you want to go this way?
Yep, I'm going to go that way, Cedar City.
I didn't like where I dropped him off, a small highway that went up and over some snow-covered mountains. But he had a train track in his head that went home that way, and nothing was going to stop him, except if he died somewhere along the way, which he may have.
People get ready, there's a train a-coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board.
Writer Scott Carrier is part of the radio collective HearingVoices.com.
People get ready for the train to Jordan, picking up passengers.